The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
G'day everybody, and welcome to another episode of Journey of the Trader, or the Trader's Journey, I should say. Today I wanted to cover something that I think I'm seeing quite frequently at the moment, and that's questioning your own ability, questioning your own techniques, and also questioning the market a little bit. I tend to see this come up when markets become a little bit sideways, lose a little bit of momentum. And the reason I'm bringing it up today is because we've seen largely Bitcoin and the top 10 just tracking sideways for the last few weeks. There's not been a huge amount of momentum. There's not been a huge amount of moves. The exception being Ripple, of course. But when the markets start to get sideways, we need to be really, really patient. And that's something that I can't teach. Although I do try and give structure and strategy and rules to try and help that discipline to be instilled within you guys, it's really important to understand that you are going to question yourself, that there are going to be times when you do go, is this the right way of doing things? There are going to be opportunities that you don't take, but they're not opportunities for you if they're not your trading strategy. And that's what's really important to understand here. When I look at a lot of my clients that are in my community and whatnot, they're pretty cool. You know, they understand what's going on. They're happy to be patient because they've been there. Most of them have been there for long enough to understand that, you know, when the good times roll, we do really well. And when I say good times, I don't just necessarily mean a bull run, because we haven't had, in all honesty, since TraderCobb.com has been around and my education has been out there in the hands of you guys, we haven't had a strong bull market. When it comes, it's going to be great. But for the time being, we need to work out what to do while the market is sideways. And one of the things that I think is really important, A, is to educate yourself, spend time on personal development. That's really important. Secondly, if you are trading and you are looking for opportunities, you've got to really have a belief in your own system. Now, trading a sideways market, sure, there are some people that will do that, and there are some people that will profit from it. Well done. I've got no issue with however anybody cuts their, or butters their bread, shall we say. It's up to finding something you're confident in. Now, I've been trading my strategies for over 12 years now, and for the last sort of 8, I haven't changed a single thing. They have remained exactly the same the whole way through. Of course, it's very easy for me to say that I've got confidence, because I do. I've been trading these strategies in all markets, not just crypto, only crypto for about 12 months, a little bit more. But I'm very certain in my ability and my ability to execute my trades within the marketplace. So when that question comes into your mind of, am I doing the right thing? If you've got a written checklist, it makes it much easier, because you can go back and you can assess that written checklist and you can see truly if you are on the right path and if you are breaking your rules. If you don't have a checklist, this area, this time when the market's sideways becomes so difficult because you don't really have a systemized approach. Now, it doesn't have to be mine, but if you've got your own, you need to write that down, because it's in these markets that people lose money. When the market's sideways like this, and I'm just talking about the top 10 here, and you know, a lot, there's some really good moves on alts, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. But it's really important to stick to what you do, because if you don't have a written checklist in these sideways markets, you can think too much. And I got these sayings, you know, trade what you see, not what you think. And it's basically my mantra, if you will. And it's really about making sure that you don't overthink situations. You know, people will look at a chart and they'll draw their lines and they'll draw their fibs and they'll draw all sorts. But at the end of the day, it doesn't mean anything if the market's not moving. And that's why I trade trends only. I only trade trends because when it's sideways, it's just too unpredictable. Even if it's in a range. I mean, if it's in a really big range and we trend within that range, then that's a different story. But right now, Bitcoin and a lot of the top 10 is such, it's in such a tight bunching that it could either pop up or pop down. They're your two options. I know it's pretty straightforward, but these are the facts. I'm going to wait until it pops up or down before I start to trade heavily again. Now, in these periods of sideways momentum, there are still opportunities that can be found. So questioning yourself, it's probably not the right thing to be doing. You just need to move to other areas to exercise your edge, which is your trading strategy. For me, I've been trading a lot more against Bitcoin. I'm looking to build that Bitcoin stack, or Ethereum, for example. We've had some nice trades. Most of my trades, actually, geez, nearly all of my trades the last few weeks have been exclusively against Bitcoin, because Bitcoin has been consolidating, but some of the alts have been trending against it. When Bitcoin is stable, opportunity presents itself in the form of alts against Bitcoin. We can use this to build our Bitcoin stack. On some platforms, we can still convert that to dollars, i.e. we can trade against a certain, you know, Bitcoin pairing, and that comes back in and is settled in dollars, and more in your traditional platform brokers. But the idea here is, guys, is when you start questioning yourself, stop. Okay? If you're going to question yourself, you've got to have a really good basis to do so, backed up by hard evidence, which should be screenshots and should be results that you've posted, that you've collected, sorry, and you can go back and review them. When the markets are sideways, know where you're looking. Don't question your abilities. If you're new to trading, this might be difficult, but you're going to have to do this because it's the only way to move forward. So with that, guys, remain patient, remain strong, remain focused. And more than anything, now's the time to remain switched on to your own strategy. If you haven't got one, and it's not written down, if you've got one and it's not written down, write it down and stick to that. If you haven't got one, go and get one or get a couple. But it's really important not to question yourself, because the market, you'll make most of your money in a small period of time. When this market takes off, it takes off heavily. If you consider from September to December last year, amazing opportunities for trading, amazing moves, big moves, massive profits were there to be had. We're sideways now. So naturally, you're not going to be expecting the same sorts of moves and profits as what we would do when we have a great trend. That goes back to the start of the year too, when we had some really good downtrends. Put things in perspective, understand what is, and don't question yourself too much, because it can really dig you into a deep, deep hole. And I don't want that for you. Have a good day, guys. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com, because experience matters.